Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's what I would like to do.
Cowboys.
For all you Cowboys fans out there.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the way that they lost last year is a chip on shoulder that they're going to cash in. Now that I'm done, I don't think that's going to happen.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, host of Peacock's Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith. From FX's Little Demon, actors Danny and Lucy DeVito. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That it is. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here to kick off hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show. Mike Florio joined us in hour number one to talk about Lamar Jackson's contract situation, Jimmy G, his future, the immediate and long-term future for him, and then, of course, what's going on with the Buffalo Bills and their punter, Matt Araiza. If you missed any of that and my opinions on all those subject matters, also including what went down in the Rams practice yesterday with Aaron Donald holding two helmets in his hands for the Bengals after swinging them at some Bengals players, you just go to our YouTube stream, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, for anything that you miss over the first hour or any of these 3 hours. And then we're live on our YouTube stream for the time being. September is when we will join our friends, our new friends, on the Roku channel. You can watch the Roku channel and the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel on any Roku device, Fire TV, or select Samsung televisions. You can also watch on the desktop version or on the internet, the RokuChannel.com. Download the Roku mobile app. That's where you can find the Roku channel as well. Best part about it, it is free. The word free is the key word, and it's free to say free. You should be free to get all of these devices and check us out on the Roku channel.
Free 99.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
It's good to be seen, Rich.
What are you all upset about?
Just agonizing over what to do in this.
All right, you're now on the clock in our fantasy league where it's 2 hours per pick, and the pick that you make is a person on your team who is on your team all year long, regardless. You can't, no trades, no waivers. That's the league the actor Joe Latrullio invited us to, and you're on the clock. You guys, you and TJ are on this, and you've got two picks to make in a row, and then I'm up next.
And then you're up, yeah. Then
so
So I'm gonna be on the clock during this hour.
It's possible.
Possible.
I feel like this is you on The Price is Right. We're gonna go live during the hour to see if you choose the right key.
We've been on the clock for 42 minutes, and we still can't make a decision.
I think we've come to a decision though with our.
Are we gonna do it
with this pick?
We don't know what to do with the next pick, to be honest.
So we got 2 hours to worry about. I said we go ahead and we make this
pick. All right,
so
we're going to take Lamar Jackson.
I think it's a smart move.
We're going to take Lamar Jackson.
And you're adding him to...
Welcome to the squad. We have Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor.
Leonard Fournette and Keenan Allen.
Okay, very good. How are you, Jay Felly? Good to see you.
Just listening.
Very good. Yeah. That's good.
Since it's your job.
Yeah. To make sure we're heard.
Makes sense. The guy who sits there doesn't listen.
That's a good point. Sounds great.
Your Raiders taking on the Patriots. Apparently, Davante Adams not playing, which means, guess what? He's not playing the entire preseason.
Good. He doesn't need to play.
Unwrap Davante Adams for the Las Vegas Raiders week one.
He don't need to play.
For my Las Vegas Raiders, who I believe will be winning this division. And a great start would be to win week one. Why? Because they're right here in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. How about that for a great week one game? Late window. On CBS. I wonder if Nance and Romo will be there. Yeah, that'll be it. Unless they're at the in Arizona for Chiefs Cardinals. That might not be a bad spot for Nance and Romo as well. So Davante Adams will be unwrapped then on September 11th, right here in Los Angeles for my Raiders. That's right.
Our
Raiders. Our Raiders. You have been on the Raiders since birth, pretty much.
Yeah.
I just hopped on board for this year saying I think they're going to win this deep end of the NFL pool in the American Football Conference Western Division.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Oh, let's take this call. Perfect timing. John in Tennessee, you're here on the program. What's up, John?
Not much. How about you, Rich?
What's on your mind, John? I think I know what's on your mind because Adam, our call screener, typed it into this computer. Go for it. Go for it.
Okay. Here's my thing. Why are you going to diss the Chiefs, who have won this division for six straight years, right? Six mm-hmm. straight years. We have like a generationally talented quarterback, like you were talking about yesterday.
Yes.
And we have probably one of the best defensive tackles, Chris Jones,
yep.
Stone Cold. We have the best tight end in the NFL, Travis Kelce.
Okay.
And yet you're still going to pick the Raiders,
yes.
who have
a great tight end in Darren Waller. Hold on. A great tight end in Darren Waller. A quarterback not as accomplished as accomplished as Mahomes. Hold on a minute. I'll push back a little bit. Raiders and Chiefs, as we all know, you throw records out. You throw records out when these two teams play each other. And I think Davante Adams is going to be the best skilled player at the position on that field against the Chiefs, which is not something that you've been able to say about the Chiefs with pretty much any other wide receiver in the last several years. And I like the way that the Raiders have constructed their roster. I like adding Chandler Jones on top of it. My concern is their offensive line.
He's old.
I have a concern about their offensive line. That's my concern. So that's my two cents on the Raiders right there. So you're a Chiefs fan sitting there in Tennessee, John? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Grew up in Kansas for 10 years.
Okay. Very good. Thanks for the call, John. Call back as we matriculate our way. That would be great. How about that? The Chargers are the only team that's home in the AFC West in week number one. As Denver is in Seattle, as we all know. And Kansas City's in Arizona. And the Chargers are sitting at home welcoming in the Raiders for...
That is a spicy week one game.
Well, that's a home game for the Raiders. And that is not being facetious.
Yeah.
That is not being facetious. Even with the Rams winning the championship here, you could swing a stick and find more Raiders fans in Los Angeles. Still.
Than Rams fans?
Yeah, right now. Still.
Huh.
You can make that case.
I think so.
Yeah. Raiders, Raiders, real deep.
It's everywhere. Just take, and
it's a front running town though. So the Rams fans are going to be even out there more. So.
Oh, and that'd be great. The Rams deserve it.
They do deserve it.
So there's that. What's the baseball news, Chris Brockman?
Oh, big time baseball news.
Aaron Judge resigned.
Aaron Judge, no, did not resign.
Okay, so who signed?
Sorry. One of the best young players in the game. He won the home run derby. Did he win the home run derby? No, he almost won the home run derby.
Yes.
Julio Rodriguez, mm-hmm. massive extension with Seattle, $210 million guaranteed over 14 years, has the ability to grow to well over $400 million, according to Jeff Passan, includes player and team options.
Okay. So Aaron Judge will point to this and say, I want better than that. Even though he's 30 and Rodriguez is much younger.
I would not give Aaron Judge this deal.
Well, not 14 years. He doesn't, obviously, 14-year deal. No one's going to sign a 30-year-old to a 14-year deal. How about we cut that in half and keep the money the same?
Cool. I wouldn't do that either.
If you're the Yankees.
Nah.
Dude.
They're gonna have to overpay to keep him.
Of course they and they have the money.
Just
cut the crap. George Steinbrenner III underneath the ground is screaming at his son saying, just cut the crap, Hal. Cut the crap, Hal. You and Jerry Jones are naming stadiums all over the world. You make more money probably off of that than the Yankees. Cut the crap, Hal.
But is he ever gonna replicate this season? This is as good as it's gonna get.
Why would you say that? How do you know that?
Well, the last time he was this good was
never.
Six years ago.
I know.
I mean,
he's out of his skull right now, and he's just going to only get better, and he's a great face of the franchise. And over. Yankee fans don't want to hear another second about it.
Maybe three more good years, and then it's going to be bad.
Stanton's back. They're putting up double digits
on the poor A's. Oh, you're back? Your baseball, you're back?
Yankees have won four games in a row.
Wow. He's
back. I can't tell
sometimes.
What else
do you need to
know? He's back.
What else do you need to know?
You're kind of sounding fair weather, and I know you're not fair weather, but you're sounding fair weather.
Why? Because I say that I stopped following baseball?
Because you ran, and then you left, and then you came back, and then you left again. When things
anywhere. I've been watching the entire time, living and dying, please.
I know. I'm just saying.
Please.
Stay here. Stay as long as you can. For the love of God,
Jerry.
Throw the Billy Madison clip.
Well, right I kind there. Of took a guess on that. I was yeah, hoping that was
let's
right.
not let's not take guesses yeah. anymore, please, will you?
But that was Billy Madison.
Fire. Stuff. You're playing yeah. with wait, fire.
You're going to be here more often than Mike in the next like
yeah, so
month.
Just redo it.
Can you just relabel everything?
Relabel everything.
I've started. There's yeah, I'll get to it.
Yeah, but then he's going to have to relay. Mike's not going to know where to find it.
Yeah, but you give him. I know you, Jason. You can Mike's give him a sheet. Give him a cheat sheet.
Come on, guys.
You can put it together.
I'd be really. All right. So, kind of want
to
mess.
Congrats
with him.
To Mariners fans.
Yeah,
where
big
the Mariners
time. That's
are
cool.
spending on a player that they have fallen head over heels
yeah, homegrown.
For. Hold on to him and see what you got. Make the playoffs and let's start winning some baseball games until you face the Yankees. Or if you face the Astros, get them out.
Get them out.
Will somebody please take care of the Astros for the so Yankees? Because the Yankees ain't taking care of the Astros themselves.
Yeah, nobody.
Because for really. some reason, Aaron Boone, smart guy, right? Smart guy. I'd say he's a smart guy. He's been around the league. He knows how to.
He's been around.
He knows how to hit, make some big time plays. Okay.
One time.
That's all you need. That's all you need. He knows what he knows. He knows. The guy knows. He's a savage. He's a savage. Okay?
And his guys are savages.
For some reason, they just forget how to pitch to Altuve. Or Bregman. Those guys. Or Alvarez. Keep going down.
Yeah,
keep going my God.
Their roster.
Oh, my God. And then Verlander. Pitching like Cy freaking Young again. Hall of Famer, first ballot. Somebody take care of the Astros.
No question.
See how I made it about myself when there's big news about the Mariners yep. are 2.5 in front of. Well, how about the Orioles not going away?
It's a unique ability.
How about have. The O's? How about the O's
They're
not
really
going
good.
Away?
They're really good.
I think you got to stop going higher register on them. They're 6 over.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, they just keep finding ways, the cardiac kids. They find
I know,
ways
kids
to win.
That you never heard of. One of them hit. One of them tied the game on his first career home run with 2 outs in the ninth on an 0-2 pitch, down to their last strike.
I can't name a single.
Then they won. Then they beat
Orioles.
The White Sox.
Can you name a single Oriole?
Of course I can.
I can. Cal Ripken Jr.,
no,
Eddie Murray,
it.
Brooks
Chris
Robinson.
Davis, does he still play first
no,
base?
Brady Anderson.
Ben stop McDonald, it. Remember him?
Yeah. Jim Palmer.
It's Albert Bell's birthday. Didn't he play for the Orioles
okay.
for a second?
Very good, guys. Great baseball Cal
Ripken
conversation.
Sr., Billy Ripken, blank face.
Greg Olson, the catcher with 2 G's.
Terzo in Iowa. All rise. All rise. The counselor is here on the program. What's up, Terzo?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
It's good to talk to you again, my man. Hey, I missed you guys the first couple days. I didn't know you made the transition over to YouTube, and you're making the move over to Roku, man. That kind of threw me off.
No, yeah, no, we're in our temporary home for the moment. You know, it's our rental, but it's a heck of a rental. We're very happy. And then they're building our new home right now on Roku, and then we'll move in September. It'll be great.
Hey, man, I love the rental. The chat row has been hilarious.
Yeah, I know. I'm seeing some of it.
Do that. It's hilarious.
I don't understand. Somebody just said only Mike Greenberg will admit that he's a Jet fan. Are you freaking crazy?
Wait, what?
Somebody just wrote
that.
Get out
of
here. I just saw that.
Also, Mike Greenberg hasn't been
only
on the
Mike
air
Greenberg
months.
Will admit he's a Jets fan.
Where is Mike Greenberg?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole entire point. Mike Greenberg has literally been off the radar until you just mentioned him right now on TV.
No, that's not true. What's on your mind, Terzo? What's going on?
Hey, man, so we all made it out of Chicago alive and well. Trey Lance and everybody just trying to hit on him. It's a couple series, right? And if you're going to be the Niners, this is the thing. This is what we have to look for. We need to see consistency throughout games, right? Not just, you know, a quarter, two quarters. We need to see it. There has to be a little bit of life that breathes into this idea that we have. Now, keeping Garoppolo, I do believe the best insurance policy that we have, and I actually think the Niners will do it, is they're not going to flinch. The league is, at this point, waiting for them to just cut him. We're not going to flinch. We're going to pay him the money because he's got us to a Super Bowl. He's got us a throw away from winning a Super Bowl. He's got us to an NFC Championship game again where we should have won unless – a ball was dropped, and I think that we have a good opportunity to keep him in the wings. I know everybody's going to hate the whole fact that I'm saying this, but I think that's a great insurance policy.
Okay, everything you just said made complete sense, Terzo. I hear you, but This is Lance's team, man. I mean, that's it. That's it. And thanks for the call, Terzo. I'll just repeat once again here for those in the back who may not have heard me for the last several months. When you make a trade like the Niners made for the third overall pick in the draft and draft a young quarterback who is not just young, but green, okay? Who hasn't played football in a while, and you then sit him for the first year and then see the quarterback who's still there, who was absolutely deposed as the long-term quarterback for the team the minute they struck the trade to go up into the third overall position of that draft in Cleveland. The minute they struck that trade, Jimmy Garoppolo was done as the long-term quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Done. So now comes the time where they gotta turn to Lance. That's it. If it was Mac Jones, if it was somebody else, they would have turned to him maybe sooner. I don't know. But they saw something in Lance that we're going to see in short order two Sundays from now in Chicago. A kid who can run it and a kid who can throw it and is smart enough to get it pre-snap. The question is, will he be able to handle the pressure when whatever he thinks he sees pre-snap doesn't happen post-snap? If there is pressure that comes at him fast, does he drop his eyes? As a lot of people who evaluate this stuff were saying he was doing just last night in Houston. Does he keep his head up? Does he run? What do we do? How quickly can Shanahan get that rust off, the greenness, and mature him? And Niner fans will have to understand it might look ugly every now and then. That's what happens when you choose somebody third overall. The Mahomeses and Roethlisbergers that come fresh out of the first round box don't happen that often. Lamar Jackson, Herbert, Burrow, those are names that stand out for a reason. Can Lance be one of them? Absolutely. Last year, is that a fair assessment of his abilities? We'll find out. But it's time to do it. Here was Kyle Shanahan after the game last night in Houston, talking about how Lance is ready for the real big-time spotlight of an everyday, week-in, week-out, top-of-the-line starter for the San Francisco 49ers.
I mean, I wish it was cleaner just from a hole, but I'm not going to make too much of it. You know, we wanted him to get just two drives. I ended up giving him three because I wanted to give him a little bit more there, but there weren't too many opportunities, and we got him some long down and distances, which made it tough. I'm nervous watching everyone on those drives, not just the quarterback. Those guys usually get the most protection, but it's, I mean, I don't want to eat my own words, so I'm just glad that we made it out of it. I mean, that's a fine line for everything. That's why preseason is important, but it's also something that I compare it to the driving range. Whatever happens there doesn't really matter, but you need to do it to get better too. So you're always a little bit nervous, but we got through it, and I think that'll help him in the long run.
He's also referring to putting Lance behind the second string offensive line so he can get the reps. Hey, man, at some point they were going to have to turn to Lance. A lot of people think it's still too soon. It's not too soon. You got to start now so the growing happens right away. And the maturity happens as soon as possible, and the ups and the downs become fewer downs and more ups faster. That's the way it works. That's part of the problem with Zach Wilson getting hurt last year, now hurt now. You got to go. You got to get the lumps in. That's the way most quarterback situations unfold in the NFL. The other ones are the norm. Which one is Lance going to be? The setup from the coaching staff, the locker room, the roster, the huddle, it's all there for Lance, man. It's a dream come true for a kid who wants the opportunity and gets the opportunity. You want somebody who's a coach who knows what they're doing offensively and also has confidence in himself because the management and the ownership has confidence in him. Check that box. You want somebody who can also be around you, other players around you who can make plays. Debo, Ayuk, Kittle, just to name three. And they're all, certainly, as we know, Kittle, in the foxhole with him. Good people. Going to have his back. Check that box. Offensive line. How does Trent Williams sound as an anchor on the left side? Check the box. Defense that can get you the ball back. Check the box. Here we go. It's set up for Lance, and sometimes it might not look good and pretty, but in the long run, this is your guy. I don't think we got Achilles Smith here. Honestly.
I agree.
I think he's big, he's tall, he's
Achilles
smart.
Needed to take some
Well, I mean, just I'm just talking about a highly drafted like, quarterback. No, I'm just talking about a high, you could name anybody of that position.
I know.
We want to go Jamarcus, but he wasn't first overall.
No, Keith Smith, very appropriate pick.
I'm just saying, like, this is not going to be somebody who appears to have a great skill set.
EJ Manuel.
He was taken much later than Lance. I'm talking about a top five pick, I guess. I don't know. I think you get my drift here.
Of course. I didn't have Akili on my Friday bingo card.
Nor did I have the I'm going to cape for Lance one more time here. But it's just because now it's go time. Niners are done with their preseason. It's go time. They're going to be in Chicago in a couple of weeks. Not a bad place to start, too. I know Roquan Smith is going to be hungry, and the defense of the Bears is the more accomplished unit, one would think. They should go in and get a win, and Lance should look the part. There'll be ups and there'll be downs because the kid is going through it the first time. So when he goes through it the second time, you can win a Super Bowl. Yeah, I said the words. Let's take a break. Our friend now of Amazon, Thursday Night Football, Michael Smith, will join us next on The Rich Eisen Show. So much to chat with him. Always a great conversation when Michael Smith's on the show, as he will be shortly. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That's true when your business is growing fast, and even more true when there's a lot of uncertainty. Inflation is running rampant, supply chains are clogged, and the labor market is tight. What does that mean for margins? Well, not every business is in the dark. Over 31,000 businesses know their numbers because they use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, planning, budgeting, and of course, inventory, so you can manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. NetSuite helps you identify rising costs as well, helps you automate your manual business processes and see where to save your money. Know your numbers, know your business, and get to know how NetSuite can be the source of truth for your entire company. Right now, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/richpod right now. netsuite.com/richpod. It's netsuite.com/richpod. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. It's been a while since we've spoken
to this man. I miss him.
We used to speak to him once a week. He's on Brother from Another on Peacock, on NBC Sports on Peacock, but now also on Amazon Prime's coverage of Thursday Night Football. Our friend on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Michael Smith. How you been, Michael?
New phone. Who this?
Hey, congrats on the gig on Amazon.
Thank you so much. Good to talk to y'all, man. I miss you guys.
What's up, man?
Do you get free Prime delivery with the gig?
Oh.
What do you got?
It's a great question. I don't think part of my deal.
Come on, Michael.
We need to work on that.
We do need to work on that. You got to get that deal. Have you met Bezos yet? Is he there?
No, I have not.
You haven't been on the yacht?
I have not.
Are you going to space?
Pocket change, as compensation, so maybe a meeting might come with that.
Gonzalez is the guy to talk to for that, by the way.
So I've heard.
Oh, yes. TG can get that pass for everybody. We should do that. I mean, Bisciotti once got us all hammered. This is a Thursday Night Football tradition. He took the entire crew. It was a Thanksgiving night. He invited the entire crew onto his boat that was docked just off the the Harbor there in Baltimore. That was the night before the John versus Jim Harbaugh.
Oh.
And then he was so generous. He gave us all food and drink and then made a few of us stay. And then I almost didn't answer the bell the next day for Thursday Night Football's coverage of that game on Thanksgiving.
But Shoddy, one of the coolest owners around.
Period.
Let me try on one of his, like, snazzy sports coats one time and, you know, offered to give it to him. Like, I can't take your coat.
Coat off his back. I'll
raise your Bisciotti boat flex.
Yes.
Well, no, not really.
It was the whole crew. It was the whole Bisciotti boat flex. It was the whole crew, Michael. It wasn't just me. It was the entire crew that he invited.
I just went to Nobu for the first time in Malibu, courtesy of in the annual
Jerry Jones
media team party.
How come I didn't get to go to that?
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
Did you have the
line here? Is it inappropriate? Is this unethical? Is this okay?
No, it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Did you get the Tyron hamstring roll? Did you get that?
On,
was that
man.
On the menu? Was that too soon? Was it too soon?
Yeah, definitely too soon.
That's unnecessary.
Definitely too soon. When did you come up with that?
I don't know. It just came in my head.
Inappropriate, God.
I don't know what my problem is. I don't know. All right, let's.
You got big time. Honestly, I was like, damn, where Rich Eisen been at? And then when I got the call, I was like, woof.
It's been a while.
I thought we had beef. I thought we had Russell Westbrook, Patrick Beverly beef.
Never.
Pep tricked y'all.
Was it something I said?
No, never, never, never.
Did your ratings plummet when you had me on? I
never.
Like, you know,
never.
Losing sleep over this, man. It's good to hear your voice.
It is good to hear yours as well. So, what did you glean from last night's action? Anything last night?
Well, Michael Smith? I'm connected to what y'all were just talking about. Because, I mean, I get my, you know, the hairs on my arm started standing up when y'all were talking about a fantasy draft, you know. Mm. Also doing some fantasy stuff this year on Sunday mornings with Matthew Berry. I guess I might as well plug that.
Please.
Fantasy football pregame for NBC Sports and Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
The most interesting name that you guys mentioned but just kind of, like, passed over was Brandon Cooks to me, man. Ooh. Like, Brandon Cooks just gets, like, forgotten. Nobody wants a Texan. It ain't sexy. You know, whereas Darren Waller's got Derek Carr or Chris Godwin's got Tom Brady, so on and so forth. It's so like, oh, you know, it's Davis Mills. And Brandon Cooks just puts up consistent numbers, man. He's dependable, explosive at times. Davis Mills is going to be pretty good. I like the Texans to be competitive, not to compete for that division. You know, God, no, I'm not saying I'll shock the world like Davis Mills is talking about. But, I mean, Lovey's going to have that defense playing hard. They got some good young players. I'm sure y'all thought about Damian Pierce as a fantasy asset, but in reality.
No, he didn't. We didn't. No, that's like Fight Club. Bad. No. That's like Fight. It's so funny.
He's a sleeper.
I know.
I don't say that.
He was on national, streaming or whatever you call it, whatever, with Prime Video last night. Nobody's sleeping on anybody now. He's RB1. He's not a sleeper anymore. It's too late for that.
I agree that horse is out of the barn, but it's so funny that everybody's just like, I'm going to get him
I know.
In like round 10, round 11, round 12, as if nobody else knows
right.
that he's really good.
It feels
and he's
like
gonna
he's
get the
this
ball.
Year's Javonte Williams. Like,
right. I like it.
It feels like,
cool. like who are you? Who? What league are you playing in if you think you're going to sneak Damian Pierce?
Oh, it's called the Moron League. That's the league that we're in. We're in the Moron League.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Okay, so you glean that. Anything from the Niners with Lance and his readiness? I kind of went all in on that last segment as well. That it's just the Niners are going to have to turn to the kid at some point. It just happens that now is the time. I mean, the Niners are not used to breaking in a new quarterback and training wheels. That's just not their gig. That's not what they're doing. I mean, this is big. This could be, if you will, the biggest controversial move at the quarterback spot or the most concerning move since Harbaugh went to Kaepernick instead of Alex Smith all those years ago. You could make that case.
I mean, they made this move when they made the move up to get him.
Period.
And so it was a matter of time, and they kind of backed themselves into a corner. And, you know, setting aside the awkwardness of the Jimmy Garoppolo situation, just now that it is Trey Lance's team, you know, that position, traditionally, they're not used to being patient with in San Francisco, given the rich history of quarterbacks there. And so they're going to have to be patient with this young kid who just has not played a lot of football. It's really that simple. He has not attempted a lot of passes over the last few years. He had the 1 year at North Dakota State. Then he had the one game for the COVID-shortened season. And then he more or less had a redshirt season last year. Like, you know, there are some aspects of his game that is just going to take some time to develop. I was in the green room last night with my new teammate, Ryan Fitzpatrick,
mm-hmm.
and his head exploded. There was a throw that Lance had over the middle that was just it was just fundamentally poor. It was a completion, but the receiver shouldn't have the opportunity to run. And this is for a team that I believe was at the top of the league lead when it comes to yards after the catch for its wide receivers. They thrive off of yards after the catch in that offense. Mm-hmm. And he just threw it was a poorly placed throw that did not allow the receiver to make as much of a play as he could have had it been a more accurate throw. It's just he's just got a long way to go for a team that has a, you know, and for the last few years has had, when healthy, has had a Super Bowl roster around it, to say nothing of the issues along the offensive line. San Francisco, I think, could be in for maybe they're one of those teams. Maybe they're one of those teams that gets better late in the year. But early on, I feel like it could be rocky.
Michael Smith here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh back from Houston, where the Texans and the 49ers played a preseason game on Amazon Prime. It was great to hear Al's voice last night as well, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let's just switch gears a little bit here. What did you make of the sudden genie placed back in the bottle by the Brooklyn Nets, and that Durant is now back in the fold, and everybody left, as Shams Charania told us this week, left that meeting energized, and they're going to go try and put what that great roster on paper into practice on a court. What do you think of that?
Yo, it's so crazy how long it's been since we talked and how much has happened.
Right.
And then not happened in Brooklyn. You know, man, I'm going to choose to look at this as a positive, because when I first heard the story, because I was on the road, I was in Indianapolis on Monday. I went to Indianapolis Monday night, so I spent Tuesday with the Colts, Wednesday with the Bengals, missed the Fight Club yesterday, and then went to Houston. So I was on the road when I heard that all was well in Brooklyn, and I rolled my eyes at first. But then I just said, you know what, KD, thank you. Thank you for making our summer interesting in a way that it ordinarily would not have. Thank you for contributing to society, or more accurately, contributing to the news cycle, giving us free content. So I want to say I appreciate KD, but at the same time, I'm annoyed with KD, because that just shows, like, yo, man, your trade request wasn't that well thought out. It's like, because if you're going to make that trade request, you can't just go back and be like, you know what, never mind. That's annoying, to say the least, to use my daughter's favorite word. In reality, I saw that this is where it was going, and many have pointed out the Gobert trade and what the Jazz got for Gobert certainly didn't help. But early on, I actually saw that this is where this was going, that we had all better get used to seeing him in a Nets uniform. Because KD, at the end of the day, and this is kind of on brand, not necessarily the wishy-washy part, but he's going to play basketball. He's not a dude that's going to pull a James Harden and show up and throw basketballs at people, or show up out of shape, or show up not wanting to play. The Nets always knew that at the end of the day, he was going to play. Kyrie had no options. Like, you know, as the great Chris Rock once said, a man is only as faithful as his options. And Kevin Durant had no other options. Kyrie Irving had no other options but to return and but to look at this and say, you know what? If we all want to play, me, you, Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, like, we could be good. You know, like, yeah, we're frustrated. Yeah, we may not believe in the front office, but on the court, we could be really good if we're all healthy and we're all committed. And so it was the wise choice, even if the initial trade request seemed rash and ill-advised, man, especially if you're not going to follow through with it and say, you know what, trade me or else. Well, what is your or else? He was only going to go so far with this.
Well, I mean, not to cross streams with politics and everything else here, but you
definitely
know,
cross the stream.
No, I'm just saying, like, I would love to see the unredacted conversations.
Oh, well played.
You know, I really would. I'd love to see it, because Kyrie says I'm staying, and then Durant says I'm going within 48 hours of each other, but we're told that those are two mutually exclusive decisions, that they're not connected to one another. It's just guys figuring they have to do what they have to do.
Yeah.
And then Durant says, I want the front office out and I want the coach out. And the owner's like, no. And now we're all back together, and they're not happy with a front office that's given them the possibility of playing with each other.
Right.
And adding Simmons and Seth Curry. And, oh, by the way, that Royce O'Neal deal that happened is pretty damn good, too. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the roster. Why would you be upset with the front office?
Well, that's what I was always trying to figure out.
I don't get it.
All the front office did was what you wanted them to do. Like, I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't recall an instance where there was some sort of decision that the players were at odds with. I mean, Nobody in their right mind is not going to run your decision-making through Kevin Durant and, by extension, Kyrie Irving in the first place. But they wanted James Harden. They got James Harden. You know, they hired Steve Nash. I mean, it was on Kevin Durant's podcast where Kyrie Irving first infamously uttered the idea of we could all be the head coach. So, okay, y'all all want to have this, you know, this group approach to coaching the team. So you got the coach you wanted. You got the players you wanted. What's held this team back, and, I mean, it doesn't fit with the jokes. We all like to get jokes off at this experiment's expense. But it's really simple. It's injuries and vaccine. You know, a global pandemic and one player's unwillingness to get vaccinated, coupled with injuries, did not allow this team to reach its full potential, and therefore people have been able to, you know, default to their initial evaluation that this would never work. We never got a chance to see if it worked. They played 16 games together. But, yeah, I'm with you. I never understood why there was beef with the front office, because the front office didn't tell Kyrie Irving not to get vaccinated. The front office didn't tell, you know, James Harden to jump ship again. The front office didn't get hurt. I mean, it was all silly, and I just wish people would think things through before they decided to go to the extreme of trade me and then double down and say it's me or them. I mean, I guess you can come back from that if you're Kevin Durant, because the organization going to say no thanks.
Right, because you're Kevin Durant as well. Yeah. And then, you know, the front office was aggressive enough to get Harden and then aggressive enough to know if it wasn't working to get rid of him and get people that could not only help them right then and there, but maybe for the future. And then, so that's the whole thing. I don't understand. That's why I said I want the unredacted, you know, conversation. Like, what has been?
Like, how did they do this 180? That's a hell of a sales job.
I know. How deep is this iceberg underneath the Brooklyn waters here? And what does it mean? And how did they put the genie back in the bottle? Like, I don't know how it happened, but it's going to be must-see television.
Hell yeah.
You know, this fall and the winter.
Only thing better would be Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley being teammates.
That's going to happen, doesn't it?
It's in Westbrook's best interest. But a lot of things are in Westbrook's best interest that he doesn't necessarily go with. But, I mean, you know, it's in his best interest to not shoot threes. But, you know, hey, here we are. If I were Russell Westbrook, but I'm also older and I'm wiser, if I were Russell Westbrook, I'd say, you know what, damn 2013, man. You know, you did something dirty. You hurt my knee. It cost me the Thunder. But, like, in the here and now, this team just got a lot better. This team made the best of a bad situation. That front office had made some ill-advised personnel decisions and yet salvaged it with the perfect catch-and-shoot 3-and-D role-playing tenacious irritant that it needs, right? And so if you're Russell Westbrook, your career, you're on the verge of being John Wall. Now, John Wall has since recovered and landed with the Clippers, good for him, but you're on the verge of being John Wall. So your options are, we could send you home, we could trade you, or you could fully embrace setting aside this beef and playing with this guy. Now, it's not totally up to him, because it's still in the organization's best interest to trade Russell Westbrook, and get younger, better role players. Because that big three, everybody need a big three. That's just a big two in L.A. They need a big two and some pieces. But if you're Westbrook, I'm begging to play for Darvin Ham, stay with LeBron James and Anthony Davis. I'm squashing that. I'm grilling up that beef and eating it with Patrick Beverley and trying to make the most of playing with the Lakers. Else you may get shipped to someplace like, I don't know, Indiana or something like that. No disrespect to Indiana. I just left there.
Well, I mean, the biggest head scratcher for me this entire offseason for the NBA was Westbrook's longtime agent breaking up with him, or they broke up together, and he sends out a statement saying, I told Russ he should stay put rather than be somebody else's salary cap saving 1 year and done acquisition. That's right. That's not what his legacy should be. He should stay put, buy whatever Darvin Ham is selling, and so I'm out. Meaning, Russ wants out. Like, what is that? What that is? Like, I don't recall an agent ever sending something out like that about his star.
You know what the truth of the matter is, man? These dudes don't even know what they want. They're grown-ups, but they don't know what they want half the time. They don't even know. And I think the consistent pattern with a lot of these mercurial superstars is that they haven't thought these things through. They're acting emotionally. They're acting irrationally. You know, and so many of them – You know, and it's part of what I love about the NBA. I love that players have so much power. But when players have that much power and don't think about the long term or have pride and ego and so on and so forth, you know, it gets emotional. If I may cross streams real quick, but I am staying in sports. I think one of the more fascinating stories, and I'm sure you've covered this extensively, maybe even today, in recent sports transactional history, is one of the premier quarterbacks in the NFL negotiating his own contract.
Huh.
Like, that's not just unique, that's unprecedented. It's like, Rich, you ever been your own agent, Rich?
Oh, no way.
Me neither. I ain't got the time or the temperament, because this it don't take nothing to piss me off. So if you tell me what I'm not worth, I'm checked out, right? So if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you're negotiating with your quarterback and you're trying to, like, come to an agreement on a massive historic contract that he probably wants to be fully guaranteed thanks to Deshaun Watson and so on and so on and so forth, like, yo, how does – you talk about redacted conversations. How does that conversation go? How does the organization say, yeah, man, you're great, but in the playoffs, not so much. But go on out there and deliver a championship for us because you're still our guy. We still want you. It's like that situation is just incredible because it's, nobody does that. Like, imagine one of these NBA dudes we're talking about negotiating their own contract. You know, I mean, it's just players, I think everything they say and everything they request probably has to be taken with a grain of salt. And I think we oftentimes give the ramifications of their request way more thought than, frankly, they do.
Michael, thanks for the call. So are you on the road all every Thursday?
That is the plan, right, my friend.
All right.
That is the plan. I'm racking up the miles. I'm back in my element. I'm shaking hands and kissing babies. And I'm having a good time, man. I'm having a good time with Amazon and all good, but this made my week catching up with you, man.
Right back at you. Well, let's do this. Let's do this. Stop. Let's do this more often. I know you're in Kansas City for the opener of Thursday Night Football on Amazon, Chargers and Chiefs. How huge is that game going to be? Maybe we'll check in after that one as well on a couple Fridays. Let's do it.
Hey, good luck with this fantasy draft. Anybody need advice?
Well, it's come to a screeching halt because Brockman and TJ are now in minute 40 trying to choose something.
Should we take Darren Waller or not, Michael?
You just told him to take Brandon Cooks. That's what he told you.
Waller or Cooks?
I don't know what the rest of the roster looks like. Mm-hmm. I did agree with the sentiment. Somebody, I think it was a reference to Chris Godwin. Somebody said that if he's not ready for week one or week two, so be it. Like with tight end, like there's a shelf, and you don't want to. You know, if you're gonna put it this way, if you're gonna pass on Darren Waller, then just wait and either take somebody late with upside or stream the position. So
and we can't. Really, there you go. We can't
really
stream
want
the position.
Waller, take him. But if you're going to pass, don't start reaching for a tight end saying, oh, I got to get a tight end. No, you don't.
All right, let's bolt. Thanks for the call, Michael. Greatly appreciate it. Let's chat in a couple weeks, a couple Fridays.
All right,
Mike. Yeah, that's Michael Smith right here on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, there is quarterback news. There is quarterback news in the NFL. We'll hit that next. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls as well. What's more likely? Top of the next hour.
What's more likely? We make a pick here before the end of the hour?
I would love for you to do it.
Actually, we're doing it. We're taking Darren Waller.
Very good. And then I will choose in the commercial break. Very good.
No, you choose on
you
there.
Can choose right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, we don't want to rush him, but you don't want to choose in the break.
I don't want to rush you like you tried to rush us for the last hour.
Well, I just want to get this out before our terrestrial radio audience goes away.
Yeah, capiche.
Mike Tomlin has spoken.
Oh.
Steelers versus Lions this Sunday, and then we'll see more of the fruits next week on Hard Knocks, right? Mike Tomlin has listed his quarterback order for the weekend, the final preseason game.
Don't say.
Here it is.
What is it?
Trubisky, Pickett, Rudolph.
Ooh.
That's the way it's going to go.
Interesting. They've all been playing well. All three guys have been playing.
Meaning he's still QB1 as of now, despite Kenny Pickett's emergence over the last few weeks. So I think this is the way the Steelers are going to play it. Steelers are going to play it that we're going to see Mitchell Trubisky week one for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm just saying, like, are you going to throw? Are you going to throw? Kenny Pickett into the deep end of the pool against the defending AFC champs?
Nah. You don't need to do that.
I don't know if you do that. And the week one battle of two teams playing, both of them, two franchises against each other, who are playing in newly named stadiums. Go figure that. What's the new stadium name in Cincinnati? Do we know what it is off the top of your head? It's
not off the top of my head.
Because it looks like Trubisky is going to get the first career start for a visiting player in?
Paycor Stadium.
That's right. It's Peugeot Stadium is what it is.
Definitely Peugeot Stadium.
Suddenly the Brown family has decided to strike a name for their stadium for the first time ever. Why would they need to be raising revenue, do you think? Okay.
Let's see. Joe needs pay. Jamar needs pay.
Peugeot Stadium. So Trubisky will get the first career start by a visiting opponent in Peugeot Stadium. And then the next week, the first career start by a home quarterback in Acrisure Stadium. And so let Trubisky do that. See what he can do, right? See if you can actually catch fire with Mitchell and have the ability to let Pickett mature by watching. If you can. And if it doesn't go that well, if it's like 2-2, 2-3, 3-4, I don't know. Then you go to Kenny Pickett, because all I know then is it's just going to be great theater for every weekly press conference at Mike Tomlin. Who's your quarterback?
Yeah.
He hasn't had those questions in a long time.
Nope. Never say never, but never.
There it is.
Steelers scheduled not that hard.
So that's the way it's going to go. You go with the vet, and then you bring in the kid, and poor Mason Rudolph's going to have to just sit around and wait for a chance. That's the way at least it's going to go in the final preseason game. The DeVitos, Danny and his daughter Lucy, coming up.
But here's the thing, Rich. I mean, look, they start Bengals, Patriots, Browns, Jets, okay? You could go 500 there. But then Bills, Bucks, Dolphins at the Eagles. That's tough if you want to roll Pickett out in that little stretch.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Before the bye week.
And hey, look, at some point you're going to have to turn to him, and that's the reason why I keep saying the 49ers fans, you knew this day would come. And it has arrived for Lance.
Yeah. But if the Steelers are 3-5 going into the bye, you think we see Pickett week 10?
Versus New Orleans and then home against Cincinnati. You got two Acrisure games back to back.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying that.
Acrisure.
All right. So I'm now on the clock, huh?
Yeah, yes, you're up. You're up.
Man, I love Cam Akers so much, but I chose Kupp. So what am I going to do? I don't want to get in on that.
Right.
David Montgomery, I had last year. I just can't go there. Antonio Gibson may lose his gig, right?
Trending.
DK Metcalf may not have the proper arm thrown him. Josh Jacobs, I can't even touch.
Go J.K.
Marquise
Dobbins.
Brown, I'm going to go. I'm not going to go. There's Brandon Cooks.
J.K. Dobbins.
Now, I know, but you need wide receivers in this league. You got to have three of them, which means you got to wind up having six, right? You got to have a deep wide receiver bench.
You got to have,
there's a lot of good.
Yeah, you got to have six. Wide receiver is a deep position.
I know that. So I am going to go.
Running back.
I'm going to roll the dice and also prove to everybody that it's not personal.
Just business?
I have just drafted J.K. Dobbins.
Ooh, there you go. There you go.
I think he's going to be coming back. Come on, man.
All right, I'm going to put up a poll.
Really good.
Whose team is better through five picks?
Well, I mean, okay. So, it's a PPR league.
Whose team you like more or better? What's the phrasing I should
use? What's your team? What's your five?
All right, so our five so far is
Lamar,
Jonathan Taylor, Fournette, Keenan Allen, and Waller.
And I'm going to win this. I'm going to win it going away. It'll be 80-20.
What?
Josh Allen, Aaron Jones, J.K. Dobbins, Cooper Kupp, George Kittle. See ya.
You are not going to win
80-20.
Exactly. That's not going
to
happen.
1-4 will say all yes right. to me.
I wow. doubt
at least.
I doubt that.
Well, 3-4, I mean.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm so bad at math.
Why do we keep trying to count here?
None of us. On live TV and radio,
yeah, we got to stick with our strengths.
Let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back in 2 minutes.
Acrisure.
What's more likely for the final preseason week of professional football? And then the DeVito family. Don't go anywhere. That's how we're rolling.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.